right.
We're here.
Hello, Cleveland. Tonight's show is brought to you by Fluck. Fluck, the beer that made Cleveland famous.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Cheese is the one thing that's indestructible. How much is your cost deductible? Open your eyes to a quickest surprise. You'll lose your mind if you'll just step inside. They say even Bill Gates corrupted. Love is coming, yet far too susceptible. Yet only traces of ever detectable. Open your brain to a new kind of pain. Just step inside and we'll all feel insane. Please put your thoughts inside a receptacle. You are not one of us. Your pipes are leaking.
Yeah. There's a place, San Antonio, where I can go. Now if you alone, Taco Land, San Antonio, Taco Land, they're always San Antonio. You'll understand when you go on down to Taco Land. When I feel my world lost, I go to Taco Land, I get really tall. I wish my band would always play. Taco Land, I want to stay. You'll understand when you go on down to Taco Land. There's a girl with dirty hair. La musique est Los Angels Spin. Taco Land, we eat a lot of fish. They dress down the barrel, we eat a lot of twigs. It's nature's plan to go on down to Taco Land. Taco Land, we put them out, that's my connection. Go down to San Antonio, Texas. Fuck them for making it, fuck you for buying it, fuck them for selling it. Fuck it all!
Color beauty well, but don't call her outside the lights.
your collar really well.
Oh, yes, you do.
But don't collar outside the lines, or God may send you to
hell. Hell! 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 Here's a song for all the children of the world to sing! He's chopping your ass in the stall. They won't even let me in the front door. Please just let me hold your dog. I just don't wanna hold your dog. You can't plan for that, but I call it love. You can't plan for that, but I call it love. You can't plan for that, but I call it love. Please just let me hold your dog. The cat's in the cradle, but the dog's in the bed. I got eyes in my head, and I couldn't just to hold your dog. drop. Baby, that's my advice. The fucked up world. We're all veterans of a fucked up world. Fucked up world. We're all veterans of a fucked up world. Girls don't really like me. That's why I hate myself. Maybe it's because of the way I look. Maybe it's something else. My wound is such a big size. My floor has never been swept. But I got a fuck off attitude. And that's something that should be kept in a fucked up world. We're all veterans of a fucked up world. Fucked up world. We're all veterans of a fucked up world. When the lights went out in Cleveland,
so it's so mellow.
No! I drank a delicious fluck.
It's so mellow.
Fluck, the official beer of Cleveland.
From outer space, sent here to destroy. just buy scones and watch TV. Detroit owns a can of mace. She got pissed at my brother-in-law. She sprayed it in his face. Now what could make her think that way? What could make her act that way? She's just a right-wing vision from outer space, sent it to destroy the human race. She don't give a shit about you or me. She just buys guns and watches TV.
The man in the White House, let me make this clear. He's the best Republican president that we've had in years. Now what could make him think that way? What could make him act that way? He's just a right-wing pigeon from outer space, sent here to destroy the human race. They don't give a shit about you or me. It just buys guns and watches TV.
You know what, Stuart? I like you.
They're not like the other people here at the trailer park. Don't get me wrong, they're good Americans, they're fine human beings, but they're content to kick back a cool 460 officer, maybe watch the reruns of More Committee on Channel 57. Ah, they're good people, Stuart, but they don't know what the queer are doing to the soil. You know that Johnny Worcester kid, Kidler's newspaper's neighborhood? He's a good kid. Southern neighbors say he smokes crack. I don't believe a word of it. And remember Smith broke the only one with a burrow out. Kept bugging his old man, said, Dad, give me a burrow out. I'll never rest on skin as long as I live. So the guy breaks down and buys him a burrow out. 10:30, that's Thursday night, I'm out my yard. I see the Worcester kid loving a tree. I said, what are you looking for? So I'm looking for a burrow out. I said, yup, indeed, it's on a goddamn burrow stick. Everybody knows the motherfucking burrow out is in a goddamn hole in the ground. Stuart, see a kid like that is gonna know what the queers are doing to the soil. I first became aware of all this that summer about 10 years ago. My oldest boy, Bill Jr., died. You know how Carnival comes to town every year? That year they came through with a ride called the Mixer. The man said, keep your head and arms inside the Mixer at all times. Ah, but Bill Jr., he was a daredevil. He was hanging out the window saying, hey, look at me, look at me. Pow, he was decapitated, and they bowed his head over by the snow cone detector. Three days later, I'm in my mailbox. Turned out to be a pamphlet from Pueblo, Colorado, as addressed to Bill Jr. and it's entitled, do you know what the queers are doing to the soil? Now, Stuart! You take a look at the story in larger city with a big underground homosexual population. That's Des Moines, Iowa, for an example. Take a look at the story in Des Moines, Stuart. It ain't no goddamn good. Can't plan it. Sure as hell can't build anything on it. Garmin says it's due to poor farming techniques. But I know it's just weird. They're the aliens. They're building landing strips for gay Martians. I swear to God. You know what, Stuart? I like you. You're not like the other people here in the trailer park. Know that it would be untrue. Know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you I didn't set your house on fire. But it's just the way I am. You'll have to take it for back. Like really burn you up when you're a pyromaniac. So if you love somebody, better set them on fire. I went to your house last night. Tackled me the human torch. Got a little pissed at him, so I burned down your front porch. Now I feel a little bad about throwing gas on your dad. But you know it's hard to quit. And besides, he started it. Well, I just bought a brand new line of load of this. Can't wait to use it with a can of kerosene. It's lots of fun you can't refuse. Oily rags, a special thing. No, to me, the diamond ring. Maybe we could have some fun. Maybe we could burn someone. So if you love somebody, better set them on fire. Know that it would be untrue. You know that I'd be a lie if I were to say to you I didn't set your dad on fire. If you love somebody, better set them on fire. If you love somebody, why not set them on
good time to sit back and enjoy a delicious Fluck, the official beer of Cleveland. I'm so glad that they extended Halloween over 3 days. That's why we came to Cleveland. It's really good. Halloween is the best possible holiday. Joe, try to think of a holiday better than Halloween. You can't.
Groundhogs?
No, you can't. No, because somebody says, I got an idea for a holiday.
No.
Listen, somebody goes, listen, I got an idea for a holiday, all right? I got an idea for a holiday. We're going to get dressed up in funny costumes. We're going to drink a lot and get laid.
right? That's Halloween. And then they go, oh, wait, we'll also give out candy to kids. That's Halloween. It is the perfect holiday, okay? And it's sandwiched next to two miserable holidays, okay? First of all, Thanksgiving, all right? Thanksgiving. I'm into Thanksgiving, all right? Thanksgiving for me. Thanksgiving, everyone else, Thanksgiving for me, okay? And Christmas, which ever since the Fundies took it over, Christmas has been a horrible, horrible holiday.
It's not between.
You know what also about Thanksgiving? When I was a kid, I knew Thanksgiving was bullshit because they would show a picture of the pilgrims sharing with the Indians. And I used to think, well, I see a lot of white people around these days. Indians, not so much. So I said, this is bullshit. So I moved on to Christmas. And Christmas was great when it was such a secular holiday. But then the Fundies took it over, and they made it all about Jesus. And they started saying things like take, put the Christ back in Xmas. And you try to explain to them, that's not an X. It's the Greek letter chi. From chi, the first word letter in Christos. And you explain about the Cairo, and about Mithros, and about Saturnalia. And then the Fundies would begin to look at you as if you tried to show a squirrel how the Large Hadron Super Collider works. And then they started fucking with Halloween. And they said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hand out Jack Chick pamphlets on Halloween. So a kid comes to the door, and he's expecting some candy, some delicious candy, maybe a Kit Kat bar, maybe a delicious Fluck, the official beer of Cleveland. He's expecting some candy. But no, he gets a little religious tract, and that kid instantly becomes a Satanist because he associates Jesus with disappointment. So he's really freaked out, man. It was really, really... You know what else they do? The Fundies started making hell houses. These are like, when they come in, they say, this is a woman who had an abortion because she had premarital sex. Kids, put your ears up to the radio. I'm going to tell you something. Premarital sex is awesome, all right? Don't let anybody tell you it isn't, all right? I'm married, and I get a lot of married sex, but probably not after my wife hears this, but premarital sex is awesome. Don't anybody tell you isn't. I'm going to open a liberal haunted house, and I'm going to say, see the gay boy who got good grades and was a good student, didn't drink or do drugs, but was thrown out by his Fundy family. Or see the woman forced to carry a baby all the way to term if she didn't want. That's some scary shit. And I'm going to put people in there, and I'm going to drive them to my haunted house.
You have a car?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. What kind of car did you have?
I have a bitchin' Camaro. Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, I ran over my neighbor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, now I'm in all the paper. My folks bought me a bitchin' Camaro, but no insurance to match. If I had to run you down, please don't leave a scratch. I ran over some old lady one night at county fair, and I couldn't get arrested because my dad's a mayor. Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, donuts on your lawn. Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, Tony, Orlando, and Dawn. When I drive past kids, they all sit and cut. Cause I got a bitch Camaro and have to ride the bus. So you better get out of my way when I come through your yard. Cause I got a bitch Camaro and an Exxon credit card. Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, hey man, where you headed? Bitchin' Camaro, bitch Camaro, I jump on unleaded. Just living on the street. People say I got no ambition. At least I give a shit about the stuff I eat. Yeah, I care about nutrition. Tried to get a job at the retail store, but I could not stand competition. Now I spend all my time, I'm hanging out at the shore, giving myself a skin condition. I got nowhere to go, just moving on my feet. My folks say I got no ambition. At least I give a shit about the stuff I eat. Yeah, I care about nutrition. Sometimes I get upset when I see on the TV all them people in this world that is starving. But there's nothing in this world that could possibly bother me when I smell the turkey that is coming. Boy, I'm starving. Christ, I'm starving. My folks said I better get myself a job, but they ain't gonna support me. With all I am to them is just some little.
I guess I'll just hang out. I'm right as hell, living by my intuition. At least I give a shit what I put into my mouth. Yeah, I don't care about nutrition. Nutrition, it's good for me. Nutrition, got vitamin C. I care, I give a healthy shit. Your unadulterated anger means I'm winning the race by taking this brick and smashing your face!
Meaning was upbeat, happy song, 2, 3, 4.
Do you suffer from depression? Well, if you don't, maybe you should. Because the world's a terrible place, and young people can't see their blind. And blind people smell how bad it is out there. Hey, I've got some words of wisdom. He's got some words of wisdom. Trust the happy are insane. If you see someone smiling, run, get away. Don't trust the happy are insane. If they try to hug you, break out the pepper spray, cause you can't trust the happy. If you didn't check the box next to I Am All But Sad, there's something seriously wrong with you. The world's a terrible place, and it's filled with the ranters and cretins and morons. Have you ever seen one of those child beauty badges? Sure, it's an easy target. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be a target. Haven't these people ever read Harlan Ellison's Harlan O'Neill? Don't trust the happy are insane. If you see someone smiling, run, get away. Don't trust the happy are insane. The happy are insane. If they tell you Jesus loves you, run away.
Inbreeding, we're not the
fucking save. You can't stop a fire throwing gas on the flames. Your idea is defeated. There's no hope for the prey. And evolution notwithstanding, use your fucking brain. I said, hands up, it's a rain. Shatter now, don't you be afraid. Head down on the ground. You're safe with me, don't you make a sound. Hands up, it's a rain. We're the fucking hand grenades. Head down, hear the sound. They can't stop the underground. One match can burn an empire. One voice can rise above the fray. One fist can start a riot. One shot can take it all away. Hands up, it's a rain. Shatter now, don't you be afraid. Hands down on the ground. You stay with me, don't you make a sound. Hands up, it's a rain. We're the fucking hand grenades. Hands down, hear the sound. They can't stop the underground. They can't stop the underground. They can't stop the underground. Some people believe in air strategy. Others believe in technology. Some people believe in all those allergies. But I believe in swordfish. He believes in swordfish. I slapped a child across the mouth today. It wanted to go outside.
Beach party Vietnam, something with the Viet Cong. I just can't afford to beat it. You can see the way.
Woken up by the sound of dynamite. Around there's a fighter on the main. Said we gotta blow up. It seems we don't understand this no more. Big lizard in my backyard. I won't have to feed it anymore. No more lizard in my backyard. Shift his ass to El Salvador. This was the same one night. I was woken up by the sound of dynamite. I ran upstairs to find an army man. He said we gotta blow up this thing we don't understand. Big lizard in my backyard. Can't afford to feed it anymore. Big lizard in my backyard. Busting down my neighbor's truck, but I bought a big lizard, only $1.50. That pretty neat, yeah, it's fucking nifty, but I just can't afford you to feed it. The way you feel. All right, we're going to set up for our encore now. Why don't you fellas enjoy a delicious fuck the official beer of Cleveland while I bring out our special guest star tonight. And I think everybody here in the studio is going to be pretty jazzed for our special guest star. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever seen the band Ministry live, then you've met our special guest star. Well, if not met, you've seen him live. What? Oh.
Keep rolling.
Well, this is good because a special guest star is about to come out. Ladies and gentlemen, dead air there, please welcome Al Jorgensen! Hat! It's a hat that he wore when they did Jesus Built My Hot Rod. It's one of his favorite hats, and it's really good. And Al Jorgensen's hat is going to join us for a special song, and it's a song all about life and how happy and it's one of our songs. Never mind. Take some words and make them rhyme. I said, you can fool some of them some of the time, but you can only fool him them all of the time. And he said, yes, I do believe this is true. Would you like to come and sip some glue? And we'll fly to where the skies are blue. Look for things bright and new. And on a pretty Sunday morning, a bunch of pretty Baptist girls, well, they linked up for the hands, and they said, life is shit, life is shit, the world is shit, the world is shit. This is life as I know it. This is life as I know it. And in the sky I saw Richard Nixon smoking a lacy with Mr. Nixon. He said, under something I do believe I found a better way. And a vision came, and I knew it was Bob Crane. And Bob, what he said, life is shit, life is shit, the world is shit, the world is shit. This is life. We'll be right back. them. Why can't they see they're just like me? I'm not the one who's so upset. Why hide it? Why fight it? Hurt feelings best, stop feeling hurt. Denial, reprisal. It's the same, it's the same in the whole wide. It's the same, it's the same in the whole wide. It's the same, it's the same in the whole wide. It's the same, it's the same in the whole wide world. And we sing.
Life is dead, the world is dead, the world is dead, and this is life as I know it, this is life as I know it, this is life as I know it, this is life as I know it.
No, we're not done yet. We have to sing a little song for the people about Jesus and how sometimes the big words from people, bad people, make baby Jesus cry. Books that he's never read, and there are so many books that he's never read. Cause that's how doubts climb into your head. They make you think funny thoughts when you're lying in bed. Now he's got a philosophy. He's got a simple rule, a motto, a creed. Big words make the baby Jesus cry. There once was a woman who had nothing to say, still felt the need to say it anyway. Never understood why people stayed away. She said the newspapers are filled with lies. Planet by gave us some Jewish spies. Atheists run the public schools, while communists fist into the public pools. No matter the facts, she sees the truth. Now she's got a philosophy. She's got a simple rule, a motto, a creed. Big words make the baby Jesus cry.
A movie written by a 9-year-old about a great puppy and the kitten he saves. It's no wonder Jay Sturber spins in his grave. Now we've got a philosophy. We've got a simple rule, a motto, a creed. Big words make the baby Jesus cry. Now we've got a philosophy, a simple rule, a motto, a creed. Big words make the baby Jesus cry.
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on. Things are kind of screwed up right now. I just got to fix things. After all, somebody did land on these the other night. So, yeah, we're going to do three more. And the first one's a little song about washing clothes. And the second one is a song that's appropriate for Halloween because it's about poisoning. And then we'll end with kind of an upbeat dance number, because I think it's always good to end with an upbeat dance number. And not only that, but do you know who would like us to end with an upbeat dance number? Our sponsor, Fluck, the official beer of Cleveland. Hey, words and speak to laundry are the words I use at the laundromat. Reading clues and watching you do, that's what I do at the laundromat. At the laundromat, my heart grows fat. My clothes get dry, I summon sighs. Dreaming. Screaming. This girl washing her clothes. I'm in love, but nobody knows. She looks 16 or 17. My mind goes dirty, my clothes get clean. She's young and tall. I'm going to give her my all. Or Borat. Dreaming. Screaming. I'm not a subtle guy. Go to her inside. If I don't think you'll get my love, I'ma surely die. Screaming, screaming. Her clothes go around and around, and my heart goes up and down. She's trying her jeans in set of it machines. She's loading up her granny cart. Going out the door and it's breaking my heart. Screaming, screaming. And no one's ever heard this song live before. It's called Marianne Cotton.
Street night.
likeness and shy show. When I'm dancing, I really feel great, cause I don't think about all the things I hate. I like dancing more than getting drunk. Dancing to rock and roll, I'm dancing to punk. So if there's anything that is bothering you, anytime, any day, you're welcome to dance with me. Job, someone stole your car. Girlfriend left it to become a star. Brother killed a cat in the washing machine. So what? Who cares? What the hell does it mean? Dance with me. Dance with me. Dance and free. When you dance with me.
Are they slow moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please play this over and over again on the air so that people who couldn't be there tonight or had to leave because of the power outage can at least have something. Some little crumb. Thank you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to drink Flock, the official beer of Cleveland. Well, it's got to be. Oh, my God, it's so late. Oops.